improve lives around the world. Learn more at lemelson.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
37 degrees under cloudy skies here in Lawrence. It is 3:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines, of course. Then we'll learn about the states that are suing the Trump administration over its plans to massively cut back long-term housing for homeless people. Advocates for the homeless say the changes could push more than 100,000 residents onto the streets. We will also learn more about something called flexicurity. If you lose your job in Denmark, they don't just assume you're going to run out in the streets and scream at the skies. The government has a unique set of policies called flexicurity, designed to help you get back on your feet. We're going to learn about that coming up on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
A wind advisory has just been issued by the National Weather Service. This goes into effect at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, runs through 6 o'clock tomorrow night for Chase, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Lyon, Morris, Ottawa, and Riley counties. Winds out of the northwest, 20 to 30 miles per hour, with gusts up to 50 miles per hour. Use caution if you need to be driving tomorrow.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NuvantHouse.com.
90% chance of rain tonight, 90% chance of rain tomorrow morning. Highs in the mid-40s tomorrow with temperatures falling into the lower 30s in the afternoon. It's 3:20.
Prime Film, Oh, What Fun, and all the latest news, Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning starting at 7 o'clock, 7 to 10 a.m. on your KPR stations. It's Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines coming up. We'll get the national news and a quick regional update. It is 37 degrees in Lawrence and 36 in Topeka. It's 3:30.
...and Ukrainians to get the men back, and a police investigation has been launched. NPR has seen terrified WhatsApp messages from the men saying they had no idea they were going to be fighting in a war. Kate Bartlett, NPR News, Johannesburg.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Business owners with fewer than three full-time employees reported lower confidence levels for this year's holiday season, according to a Main Street America national survey. Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer has more.
Tariffs, inflation, and a downturn in consumer spending were big factors for many of the survey respondents. Melissa Fabian, owner of Simply Nourished Market and Mercantile in Mason City, Iowa, says she's seen a drop in revenue this year with less foot traffic. Small Business Saturday after Thanksgiving is typically her biggest day of the year.
And believe me, we appreciate it, and we need people there to do that. But we really need the people there to come every week. People can't shop one day a year with us and be surprised 6 months later that we're gone.
Fabian says supporting small businesses circulates dollars locally and helps downtowns thrive. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
Tyson Foods, a major meatpacking company with facilities in Kansas, recently closed and downsized major plants in neighboring states. As Kaylin Moore reports, it could have an impact on Kansas plants.
The company announced it will lay off 1,700 people at a plant in the Texas Panhandle. Tyson Foods also said they will close a plant in Lexington, Nebraska that employs 3,200 people, the biggest employer for the town. A similar Tyson meatpacking plant of the same size in Finney County supports the beef industry in southwest Kansas. In a press release, Tyson said production will be increased at other facilities, which could affect the workload in Kansas. Tyson is closing plants to try to make its beef production profitable. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
A wind advisory goes into effect at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. It runs through 6 o'clock tomorrow night for Chase, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Gary, Lyon, Morris, Ottawa, and Riley counties. Northwest winds 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts up to 50 miles per hour. So use caution if you have to be on east-west roadways. And secure anything that you have out in your yard. Otherwise, kind of a mess of a weekend. 90% chance of rain tonight, 90% chance of rain tomorrow. Temperatures falling throughout the day. It's 3:35.
Support money and agents today so they can transform tomorrow. Workday, moving business forever forward.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You want to know what's going on in the world, not just the politics and breaking news, but the music, the art, the culture. Morning Edition from NPR News is here for all of it.
That is Miley Cyrus keeping the world on its toes.
That's Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter. They are in a new production.
Well, Lin-Manuel Miranda, thanks for the time and congratulations on 10 years.
Start your weekday mornings with us and catch conversations you might not expect.
You can hear Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies too, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
KPR's Community Spotlight is now accepting applications from local nonprofits who need help spreading awareness about their mission. We'll highlight your organization for a month using KPR's airwaves. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, we start things off with an update of news headlines. Then we will learn about a very high-profile resignation in Ukraine. We'll talk about cuts to funding for cancer research in the United States of America. And as Washington is escalating pressure on Venezuela, any push for regime change risks becoming a costly and dangerous gamble. Not a quick fix by any stretch of the imagination. We will talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas counties since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
90% chance of rain tonight, 90% chance of rain tomorrow. Temperatures tomorrow falling throughout the afternoon, then blustery tomorrow night and very cold with a low in the teens. It's 10 minutes before 4.
It's All Things Considered from
Peter Sagal. This week's Wait, Wait is a Thanksgiving cornucopia of goodness with James Gunn, Paul Giamatti, one of America's greatest swordswomen, and much more. Come get your fill on the news quiz from NPR.
You can hear Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me tomorrow at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning on your KPR stations. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Peter Sagal is your host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Lots more All Things Considered still to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. It is 4 p.m.
Nation.org and the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners that dental health is closely linked to overall health and to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
37 degrees in Lawrence, 38 in Manhattan. It is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
Thanks so much for spending part of your Friday with us. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, you're going to hear from a retail expert who goes out to local shopping malls and just watches what people do when they shop. She's learned quite a few things about sort of the American way of shopping. She'll tell us what American shopping habits reveal about the economy and the nation's future. We will also get an update on a plan for redistricting in the Commonwealth of Virginia. The twist on this is that it's Democrats who want the redistricting right now, and we will talk about that coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Baccaria Soloists, presenting their annual holiday concert with guest tenor J.W. Keckley, featuring Bach, Handel, Debussy, and a holiday sing-along. Friday, December 5th at St. Paul's Episcopal in Midtown. Details at BaccariaSoloists.com.
A wind advisory going into effect at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning for Chase, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Lyon, Morris, Ottawa, and Riley counties. We're going to get a strong cold front moving through, and that means northwest winds of 20 to 30 miles per hour, gusts up to 50 miles per hour. So be cautious, particularly if you have to be on east-west highways, east-west thoroughfares of any kind. You're going to run into some wind issues. 90% chance of rain tonight with a low in the upper 30s. 90% chance of rain tomorrow with lows in the lower 30s.
Support for NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
When the Missouri legislature began to redraw maps mid-decade, it reminded a reporter there of a very specific movie scene. Have you ever seen the movie Air Bud?
You're checking your rule book, but you won't find anything in there that says a dog can't play.
He's right! Ain't no rules that the dog can't play basketball!
What a 90s kids movie tells us about the redistricting battle on All Things Considered from NPR News.
I think I read that post. It made me laugh. Check it out tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on your KPR stations. You will hear Weekend All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Toast at 10, a New Year's Eve celebration at the zoo with a plated dinner, entertainment, silent auction, and champagne toast at 10 p.m. Tickets at topekazoo.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming right up. It is 38 degrees in Manhattan, 43 in Emporia. It is 4:30.
As by European Union leaders, though, and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz is among them. He says Orban is, quote, acting without a European mandate and without coordinating with other European leaders. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
And you're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Business owners with fewer than three full-time employees reported lower confidence levels for this year's holiday season, according to a Main Street America national survey. Rachel Kramer has more.
Tariffs, inflation, and a downturn in consumer spending were big factors for many of the survey respondents. Melissa Fabian, owner of Simply Nourished Market and Mercantile in Mason City, Iowa, says she's seen a drop in revenue this year with less foot traffic. Small Business Saturday after Thanksgiving is typically her biggest day of the year.
And believe me, we appreciate it, and we need people there to do that. But we really need the people there to come every week. People can't shop one day a year with us and be surprised 6 months later that we're gone.
Fabian says supporting small businesses circulates dollars locally and helps downtowns thrive. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
Tyson Foods, a major meatpacking company with facilities in Kansas, recently closed and downsized major plants in neighboring states. As Kaylin Moore reports, that could have an impact on some Kansas plants.
The company announced it will lay off 1,700 people at a plant in the Texas Panhandle. Tyson Foods also said they will close a plant in Lexington, Nebraska that employs 3,200 people, the biggest employer for the town. A similar Tyson meatpacking plant of the same size in Finney County supports the beef industry in southwest Kansas. In a press release, Tyson said production will be increased at other facilities, which could affect the workload in Kansas. Tyson is closing plants to try to make its beef production profitable. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Kansas Jayhawks dropped their final football game of the season this afternoon. It was against Utah. Utah won 31-21. That means with a 5-7 record, the Jayhawks have gone back-to-back seasons short of being bowl game eligible. KU coach Lance Leipold was asked after the game what it would take to turn things around.
I would say I have to do a better job as a head coach. I think we have to be better in closing out football games.
In Jalen Daniels' final game as a KU quarterback, he threw one touchdown pass, but he was also intercepted three times, including one that resulted in a Utah Utes touchdown. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, a 90% chance of rain tonight with a low in the upper 30s tomorrow, a 90% chance of rain in the morning. Highs in the mid-40s, temperatures falling into the lower 30s by the afternoon, gusty winds. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, blustery, and much colder with a low in the teens. There's a wind advisory going into effect tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock for Chase, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Lyon, Morris, Ottawa, and Riley counties. You're listening to KPR, and it's 4:35.
It's All Things Good. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
It's Layla Faldin. Look, I won't say that listening to Morning Edition makes you cool. I mean, I think that. But you might learn something that does.
One of the latest fitness fads involves wearing a weighted vest as you walk around.
Ed Sheeran has a new album that's bursting with international flavor.
The American Association of Orthodontists declared that braces have never been cooler.
Stay in the know with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition Monday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Weaver's Department Store, serving northeast Kansas from downtown Lawrence since 1857. Open 7 days a week, offering apparel, cosmetics, and housewares. Online shopping available at weaversinc.com.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then, what we know and what we still don't know about that shooting in the U.S. Capitol, shooting of National Guard members. One has died. There have been some developments in the investigation. We'll talk about that. Plus, we'll learn about the Pope's visit to South Lebanon, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Holiday Farmers Market, featuring over 50 local vendors and holiday activities. Saturday, December 13th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. More at lawrencefarmersmarket.org.
A wind advisory tomorrow beginning at 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow for Chase, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Lyon, Morris, Ottawa, and Riley counties. It's 37 degrees in Lawrence and 37 in Topeka at 10 minutes before 5.
Here's two. Get context, clarity, and accountability every weekday from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on both KPR 1 and KPR 2. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 37 degrees in Lawrence. It is 5 o'clock.
Information about ways to prevent and solve homelessness is at MelvilleTrust.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum now till January 4th. Details at LecomptonKansas.com.
37 degrees in Lawrence, 39 in Manhattan. It is 5:06.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Scott.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, many other frequencies too, listed for you at our website where we're streaming, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Bridgehaven in Lawrence, providing family-style memory care in a home environment and 24-hour nursing care on-site. More information is at mybridgehaven.com.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next half-hour news headlines, then we'll tell you all about a new animated film offering teachers a way to talk about contemporary Native Americans with their students. We will also learn the story of the 17 men who were lured away from South Africa to fight for Russia in Ukraine. This is a complicated story. Never fear, NPR is on it. We'll tell you what we know coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting Holiday Magic, a Baroque by Candlelight concert featuring Vivaldi and Piazzolla. Tuesday evening, December 2nd, Country Club Christian Church. Tickets at kcchamber.org.
Join us tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock for Live at Green Lady Lounge. This week, Latin music. Let's try that again. Stanley Sheldon's Rhythm Republic, a new band made up of some of Kansas City's finest, playing everything from the Beatles to Besame Mucho. Join us for Live at Green Lady Lounge tomorrow evening at 6 on KPR One stations. 90% chance of rain tonight, low in the upper 30s, 90% chance of rain tomorrow, temperatures falling throughout the day. We do have a chance of snow on Monday. It is 5:20.
Support for
News Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend Edition Saturday. Your hosts are Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. 37 degrees in Lawrence, 32 in Atchison. The time is 5:30.
As well as leaders and fighters and destroyed homes, but they had not destroyed the resistance movement. For NPR News, I'm Jane Arraf in Beirut.
And you're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Business owners with fewer than 3 full-time employees reported lower confidence levels for this year's holiday season, according to a Main Street America national survey. Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer has more.
Tariffs, inflation, and a downturn in consumer spending were big factors for many of the survey respondents. Melissa Fabian, owner of Simply Nourished Market and Mercantile in Mason City, Iowa, says she's seen a drop in revenue this year with less foot traffic. Small Business Saturday after Thanksgiving is typically her biggest day of the year.
And believe me, we appreciate it, and we need people there to do that. But we really need the people there to come every week. People can't shop one day a year with us and be surprised 6 months later that we're gone.
Fabian says supporting small businesses circulates dollars locally and helps downtowns thrive. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
Tyson Foods, a major meat packing company with facilities in Kansas, recently closed and downsized major plants in neighboring states. As Kaylin Moore reports, it could have an effect on Kansas plants.
The company announced it will lay off 1,700 people at a plant in the Texas Panhandle. Tyson Foods also said they will close a plant in Lexington, Nebraska that employs 3,200 people, the biggest employer for the town. A similar Tyson meatpacking plant of the same size in Finney County supports the beef industry in southwest Kansas. In a press release, Tyson said production will be increased at other facilities, which could affect the workload in Kansas. Tyson is closing plants to try to make its beef production profitable. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
The Kansas Jayhawks dropped their final football game of the season this afternoon. Utah won by a score of 31-21. KU's 5-7 record for the year means the Jayhawks have now gone back-to-back seasons short of being bowl game eligible. KU coach Lance Leipold was asked after the game what it would take to turn things around.
I would say I have to do a better job as a head coach. I think we have to be better in closing out football games.
In Jalen Daniels' final game as KU quarterback, he threw one touchdown pass, but he was also intercepted three times. That included one interception, resulting in a Utah Utes touchdown. 90% chance of rain tonight with a low in the upper 30s. 90% chance of rain tomorrow with a high in the mid-40s. Temperatures falling into the lower 30s in the afternoon. Very cold tomorrow night with lows in the teens. Looks like it'll be partly sunny for Friday, but on Monday, we have a 40% chance of snow. Stay tuned to KPR. We'll let you know once we know more from the National Weather Service. It's 37 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 5:35.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.
People, money, and agents today so they can transform tomorrow. Workday, moving business forever forward.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. If you're bracing for that holiday conversation with a relative you disagree with, NPR's Morning Edition gives you an example of how. We ask hard questions, really listen to answers, and keep it civil.
Oh, forgive me, but didn't you surface that issue? And am I not listening to you?
Listen well with us, weekday mornings.
Join us Monday morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines then. A very important resignation in Ukraine today. And do you like cats? We're going to talk about cats. New study about domestic cats. When they originated, where they originated. Let's talk cats coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
A wind advisory going into effect tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. through 6 o'clock tomorrow night for Chase, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Lyon, Morris, Ottawa, and Riley counties. Winds of 20 to 30 miles per hour screaming out of the northwest, gusting up to 50 miles per hour. So use caution if you need to be out and about, particularly on east-west thoroughfares. The time is 10 minutes before 6.
It's All Things Considered from NPR.
And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
I'm Peter Sagal. This week's Wait Wait is a Thanksgiving cornucopia of goodness with James Gunn, Paul Giamatti, one of America's greatest swordswomen, and much more. Come get your fill on the News Quiz from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR stations for Wait Wait Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR News Quiz. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.
It is also